In fact, it is the government of the state which actually, first of all, talked. Personally, I talked about this, and majorly I was targeting the issue that during night clubs, school children shouldn't go to the clubs. Those who are aged children supposed to be in school, they are not supposed to go to the clubs. They are not also supposed to wear clothes half naked when they are even either going to school. And the people should do at least put clothes at distance so that they don't seduce either the teachers and something like that. And I again spoke about the issue of commercial sex, which we don't want it to happen with a state whereby young girls go to hotels and sell themselves for money, which is a prostitution. That will lead to spread of HIV/AIDS because and hepatitis, because many people here, when the new thing come, they want to adapt it, which is really not very good. The third thing I spoke about was the issue of young children to be involved in drinking alcohol, which is not very good. So those are the things I, as the governor, talked about very strong. And now I'm also making a law to govern that. And the law I'm making is education bill, whereby we will, of course, enforce this bill to make sure that young girls, if people who even go with girls who are underaged, should also be punished severely under law. We are going now to table it in assembly and make sure that this bill is passed and being implemented. Then, of course, when the law agencies heard of this, they went and to enforce it. By the way, that happened, but the way it was done was not in order according to the way this should be done. Because this is supposed to be civic education, should have to be conducted to the people through medias. Then from there, if such implementation has to happen, then people will know exactly what punishment will be there for it. The way it was conducted was not well. And I personally, yesterday, I already stopped it completely. I said it's not supposed to be that way because the way it was done, like beating some of the people who are got half naked or naked, some of them were beaten, which is really not good. I condemned that. And of course, I stopped it immediately yesterday. And therefore, as I'm talking, it's not going on there, because we have to also take in contact of human rights and make sure also people have their freedom. But there are other behaviors and characters which we don't need actually in our state, in our country. Though we are a secular country, but we need to be very careful to make sure also our ethics and integrity is being put in place. And we, of course, have to make sure that our people, they live a decent life. And if young children are the one doing this, that means our future will be spoiled. Because this was what we are discussing, but we never wanted it to immediately be implemented before we come up with either a law, I mean an order, to be passed to specify exactly who, how this thing should be done. Because it's not supposed to be a general crackdown. It should be a crackdown only in bars at night. It should be a crackdown done in hotels which are targeted. If we have seen there are hotels where people are doing, girls are being taken by men for sexual or commercial sex, this is where the crackdown must happen. It was an eye-opener, as I said before, but the impact of the way it was conducted was not good, as I've said it. But what I've done is, as a governor, I've stopped that. It was a concern that it required civic education to the people, that required a media talk show, so that people are able to learn what's going to happen. And if people could not listen to it, then from there we were going down to make another step of making an order. And that order was going to specify a certain charge for the people, that if you are found with something ramshackled, the way you're dressing is not in the right way to do it, what should have happened is to charge you with something small so that you don't do it again. But this is not a war on women, and women should not take this as if the government is doing a crackdown on them. And I've said it that the way this thing was done was not right. And even the people who lost their things is not right. And as government, what I'm doing now, I'm investigating the people who participated in that crackdown. I'm now doing investigation in it to make sure who did this. Who? Because when other people went there, they got advantage. You know, some people got advantage because they thought when they go there, they are going to have money. We have criminals in every aspect. And that's why this thing was spoiled the meaning, how it was going to be conducted. And if I hear it's happening anywhere now, where people are doing crackdown, automatically I'll be arresting the people, and I've already issued order to arrest someone who will be continuing that exercise. Because people are using it in the village, in the Ila. people are going the ILA with the ill intention of stealing from people. But now it has come down. Yesterday, even after I gave the order, there's no report. But the issue for us to go on maintaining our integrity and ethics and decency and respect will continue. The campaign will continue on the radio so that we bring responsible citizens of South Sudan.